I came from Boston during this particular time, and I grew up with two older brothers, and I guess, you know, growing up, I was taught you just don't back down from a fight. You can't back down. And so I found myself in situations occasionally where it was just, you know, it's sudden, and it's violent, and it's frightening, and it's either you or him, and most often, quite frankly, it was me. But the last time I ever duked it out was in the mid-90s in L.A., and it was frightening and scary, and it gets to a point where it's, you know, you got to say, whoa, okay, we'll leave this to the younger people here. And driving, you're tired, you've been on the road for 10 hours, you're in Des Moines, and you're lost, and you're looking for numbers, and stuff like that. It could just accidentally happen, and bang, you're in a whole different situation.
If you're just joining us, my guest is David Atkins, and he wrote and directed the new film Novocaine. It's a parody, it's a satire of film noir, and it stars Steve Martin. Now, I understand that you gave some of the actors prosthetic teeth to wear, to alter their look. Who did you give that to?
Helena and Laura each had prosthetic teeth, and this was in keeping with the idea of making them diametrically opposed. Laura is all about the surface, and she's a very, you know, it's about superficial aspects or qualities initially is how I was envisioning it. Therefore, not a hair out of place, color-coordinated outfits, including, you know, the purse and the shoes. And the teeth had to be perfect. So we went with the Farrah Fawcett, Charlie's Angels look. With Helena, we went in the opposite direction, although a little bit too subtly, quite frankly. She came in with some teeth from London that her dentist made, and they were Planet of the Apes teeth, basically. They were just too much, and it was gonna make the whole movie really goofy. So we kind of, you know, went through a little argument period, because she loved her goofy ape teeth, and finally backed it off, and I think too much. But they're crooked, they're chipped, and they're discolored, her teeth.
Have you always been very conscious of teeth because your father's a dentist?
I have, yeah. I mean, I was interested and attracted to and titillated by the idea of a dentist who is attracted to a patient with asymmetrical dentition, you know, a chip or, you know, I find personally a space between the front teeth really sexy. So we couldn't do that, really. It was harder to do with prosthetics. So we did the chip in the tooth. But the idea of a dentist who's trying to achieve perfection dentally, and yet he's attracted to somehow almost a morbid fascination with a chip and a tiny chip in a front tooth.